Good morning. Today we have a very important question, as we've seen in our topic, that we have two major heterim when they apply to eat in a shul or a base medrash. The first one that we've discussed is that, based on the Gemara, that the Beate Knesset in Bavel, and we extended that to Chutz La'aretz in general, were made on a Tanai al Tanai Hemasuyim, that there was a condition built in to the building of those buildings that you can eat and drink and do other appropriate personal uses in the shul and the base medrash. And we had a discussion, and this will be critical for us today. Does that mean that there's a global Tanai, that wherever you build a base, a medrash, a base knesset in Chutz La'aretz, it is built on the condition, even though the people building the shul didn't specifically say this condition that they're going to be able to eat and drink in the shul, but it applies wherever, regardless, for all shuls and bate medrash in Chutz La'aretz? Or do you need to specifically make that tonight when you build your own shul, or when a community builds a shul or a base medrash, they specifically have to make that tonight when building? Or other words, if they didn't make that tonight, then there's no heter to eat or drink in that shul or base medrash. So we'll get into that a little bit more. And the second major heter that we've talked about is when eating and drinking is litzorach beis hakneses, when there's a need to eat in the shul. For example, you have a shomer, somebody who needs to guard the shul, and there's nowhere else he can eat. So that would be litzorach beis hakneses. And we also said litzorach mitzvah. Certain mitzvahs, not all mitzvahs, but certain mitzvahs, depending on the shita, would be permitted in the shul. Ideally, it has connection to the shul. For example, a siyum would be an appropriate sudas mitzvah if you don't have another location to have in a shul, the tzorach mitzvah. And then we had many other discussions of what would and what would not be appropriate. Now we're going to get back to the first heter, and our fundamental question on that heter is, al tanai hamasuyim, does this really only apply to Chutz La'aretz, that if there's a tanai, you can eat and drink in the shul, but it does not apply to Eretz Yisrael, or does it also possibly apply to Eretz Yisrael? So in fact, we saw the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch is strict. This concept, al tanai hamasuyim, only applies to Chutz La'aretz, but it does not apply to Eretz Yisrael. But the Be'er Halacha says we need to look into this a little bit, because that's not so simple. The Shulchan Aruch is paskening lahachmir, like the shita of the Tosfos. Tosfos says that concept, that heter, only applies to Chutz La'aretz, not in Eretz Yisrael, but there are others who dissent, who disagree with that, and he explains as follows. Let's divide up. How do we understand al tanai hamasurim? So let's assume it's based on that shita, that there's a blanket tanai in Chutz La'aretz when somebody builds a shul or builds a base medrash, built in, implicit in that. It doesn't have to be explicit, but implicit is a tanai, a condition that it's permitted to eat and drink in that shul. So based on that, our distinction then between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael is not simply that in Chutz La'aretz you have a tanai, in Eretz Yisrael you're not allowed to eat and drink in the shul, but rather in Chutz La'aretz you have an implicit built-in tanai that applies to all shuls and base bate medrash, even if they didn't explicitly make a tanai, but regardless, it's going to be permitted to eat and drink in shuls and chutz la'aretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, as long as you make an explicit condition when building the shul or the base medrash, that is indeed going to be effective and will permit eating and drinking in the shul. So that is, if we understand in chutz la'aretz, that they have an implicit tanai, no matter what, you're allowed to eat and drink in the shuls, whether you made the tanai explicitly or not. But if we understand it the other way, that in Chutz La'aretz, in fact, you require to make a tanai every shul. If you made the shul with the tanai when building the shul of the base medrash, then you can eat and drink in it. If you didn't make that tanai, you cannot eat and drink in it. The whole distinction that the Gemara talks about, that there's a tanai in Bavel, there's a tanai in Chutz La'aretz, says the Be'er Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah writing in his Be'er Halacha, what that is talking about simply is that is a historical fact. There was a statement in the Gemara that they used to make a tanai in Chutz La'aretz when building their shuls, and in Eretz Yisrael they did not make a tanai. But that does not mean that in Eretz Yisrael, if they did make an explicit tanai when building the shul of the base medrash, that it would or not be effective. It would be effective, says the Be'er Halacha. So in Chutz La'aretz, actually, historically, they made a tanai. In Eretz Yisrael back then, they didn't make the tanai. But if you make the tanai in Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be effective, just like it's going to be in Chutz La'aretz. So the bottom line, says the Be'er Halacha, halacha as follows, that it comes out of this, the tashmish shechol, uses in the shul that aren't levity. They're not inappropriate uses, they're just personal uses, like eating and drinking, based on the Magen Avraham. It says that the t'nai, the explicit condition, would be effective, and not only would it be effective when the shul is in disuse, no longer used, but it is going to be effective when the shul is in use. Shul or Beis Medrash is in use, and we're talking specifically, it says, about eating and drinking, that indeed, even in Eretz Yisrael, you can be lenient if, on the condition that when that shul or Beis Medrash was being built, not afterward, not after it was completed and it was already being used, but beforehand, if they made this tonight, that they will use it for personal uses, eating and drinking indeed would be permitted. So that's where the Bir Halacha concludes. So are there poskim that agree with this Bir Halacha or not? So in fact, there are a number of major poskim who agree with this Bir Halacha, the Tshuva, Shevet Alevi, Rav Wozner, Rav Moshe Sternbach, and his Tshuvas van Hagas, the Chazon Ish, all poskened like that conclusion of the Mishnah Brura in its Bir Halacha, that a Tanai that's made for a Shul will be effective also in Eretz Yisrael. And we discussed a number of days ago that, in fact, the Stipler was asked if his granddaughter could have a Sheva Brachas. It's the daughter of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. The Stipler is the father of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So they asked about Rav Chaim Kanievsky's daughter, which is the granddaughter of the Stipler. Was it permitted to have her Sheva Brachas in the Letterman Shul in Bnei Brak? They had just expanded the shul, and the expansion was built on Tanai, on a condition that they would be able to use it for such uses, Sheva Brachas, eating and drinking in the shul. And the Stipler plaskind indeed, just like this Bir Halacha says, that as long as you have an explicit condition when building that building, when building that shul or the Beis Medrash in Eretz Yisrael, indeed, that it will be effective, just like in Chutz Laaretz. So that's the bottom line here, is that there are a number of poskim indeed that if that Tanai was made, but only if it was explicitly made, then that will be effective and permit eating and drinking, proper eating and drinking in a shul and a Beis Medrash, not only in Chutz Laaretz, but in Eretz Yisrael as well. Have a wonderful day.